Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of the podcast and primary contributor to eatitandlikeit.com. Her name is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good for a pre-marathon Monday. We are officially in race week. I'm running the marathon next Sunday, and it will be...
Countdown is on.
I'm sorry?
The countdown is on.
I started carbing up yesterday, and it you know, because you don't just eat a big bowl of pasta the day before and then go run a marathon. It doesn't work that way. You gotta start, you know, hydrating and carbing up days in advance. And you know, even at, I have issues with hydration. I know that. So I try to drink in the summer. I definitely drink 200 ounces of water every day. And then when it cools off, your instinct isn't to drink water automatically, but it's equally as important, especially at our age. You know, hydration is a big thing. So beginning today, I will be drinking 200 ounces of water, if not more, every day leading up to Sunday, which last year I did the New York Marathon, for those who don't know, and it was one of the greatest days of my life. I don't have any trouble saying that. It was pretty amazing. So I decided to do it again, and I don't know if regret is a strong word, but it has been certainly more taxing this year to reach this finish line, because I've got so much else going on, and it's just, it's been an adventure, let's put it that way. But the adventure started race week on your island.
What a beautiful
we
day.
Did. We shot some promotional footage for some upcoming stuff that will... that will start popping up here, there, and everywhere. And we had lunch at Skull Creek Boathouse. How often do you get over there?
You know, more now that I moved to the north end of the island. You know, last year I bought a condo over near Indigo Run. So I'm a lot closer to it, and I go more now than I did before. But they have such a varied, vast menu. You know, if anybody ever says, hey, meet me for lunch or dinner or drinks or whatever at Skull Creek, it's like, yeah, I'll do that. You know, it's just something for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to beat. My weekend began at Skull Creek at the boathouse, and my weekend ended, which we'll get to in a little bit, it ended at Dockside, Skull Creek Dockside.
Full circle.
It's just hard to beat that scene over there. It's just, you know, at the proper time of the day, for my money anyway, as the evening is winding down, to sit out there on their Adirondack chairs and have a beverage and, you know, overlook the Skull Creek there, it's pretty tough to beat. And then, you know, the temperatures having dropped, you and I had a lovely lunch. We had sushi, we had oysters, you had blackened fish tacos.
Tacos. Oh, I loved those tacos, so good.
Blackened fish tacos. I had a mahi dish. And did we get anything else? We picked out. I think that was it, yeah?
We had soups. You got a cup of gumbo, and I got a cup of their soup of the day.
That's right.
Yeah, we totally pigged out.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did. And we agreed. We agreed that the star of the table was the sushi. It was, I don't remember the name of the roll, do you?
Firecracker.
Firecracker. It had tuna. Yeah, shrimp tempura
and then a crab stick salad on top. Remember I said I thought it was pimento cheese?
Yeah.
Not that it would be, but it looked a little bit like pimento cheese, but yeah. That was the winner.
So based on our lunch there, which we had and we moved on, then I had to come back to Savannah to do a couple of things, pick up my wife, and then go back to Hilton Head for the weekend. Based on that, I posted a photo. And I asked the island, hey, give me your best under the radar spots to eat. I'm going to be spending the weekend here. And I qualified it as under the radar because the last thing I wanted was a list of the usual suspects. I mean, my goodness, everybody, and even still, somebody tried to slip in some of these, you know, headliner names. The first guy that responded was Michael Anthony. He's like, dude, I said under the radar. Can we at least try to follow instruction? My goodness. Michael Anthony's got mentioned, Amber got mentioned, Sage Room got mentioned. I think those are the three biggest names. There was a Pomodori as well. But beyond that, pretty much everybody, and there were a lot of people, far more response than I thought would happen, responded with all of their little tiny dive, you know, and I say dive in a nice sense, small, little, tiny, out of the way, mom and pop almost sounds like eateries all over the island. That thread was incredible. There was so much in there that I'm looking at this going, oh wow.
Good suggestions.
There were a ton, and I'm looking at this going, wow, I've got material here for forever to places to come and try when, you know, now we enter post Labor Day. I'm over there quite a bit. You know, I laugh because over here in Savannah, people think all I do is go from the Great of the Pink House to Vic's on the River and enter the name of two other fine dining restaurants and repeat. And that's all I do with my life. But that is hardly the case. You know, when you produce a weekly television show where all you do is eat, by the end of the week, the last thing you want to go do is sit down and have a 90-minute, two-hour dining experience. You know, it just doesn't work like that for me. Excuse me one sec. And so, I got a great list of suggestions from people, made my way back to the island with my wife for her birthday weekend, and we just started going. I kept sending you pictures here, there, and everywhere popping up.
you really made the rounds this weekend.
I did. And we'll run through some of these a little quicker than others because there were a lot, and we're already at 7 minutes. We're going to go over the usual 2022 that we like to allot here, but I'll get to it. We had dinner Friday night at Bodie's Chop House, which, for those who are not familiar, I can't imagine that anyone doesn't know about Bodie's Chop House. They are a Michigan-based small chain down on the south end of the island, the public shopping center. That's their first location. They told me that they have eyes for Savannah. Actually, there's something under construction in Savannah, which I'm going to be doing some digging into here this week to find out what's up with that. But we had We had dinner at Bodie's Chop House, and I need to be completely transparent with my affinity for steakhouses. Everybody thinks that I'm a snob of the thing I eat, and that's certainly not true. I like what I like, and I don't like what I don't like. But when it comes to steakhouses, I go into higher-end steakhouses with a, you know, the most discerning eye, palate, all of it. I want my steakhouse experience to be as good as the best I've ever had all the time. Whether that's fair or not, I don't know. But that's just how I walk into a steakhouse when your price point is among the top steakhouses in America, which I've had the pleasure of dining in so many of them. So I go into Bodie's expecting one thing. And while I did enjoy it, it didn't quite meet what I was expecting. My wife loved it. Sheila enjoyed it. She had a filet with a blue cheese crust. I ordered the crab cake, and it came out, and they said the deconstructed crab cake, and it was this pile of crab saute, if you will, with a remoulade on the side, and it was beautiful, and I have to say 100% unequivocally, it was delicious. But it wasn't a crab cake. So if you want to put on your menu deconstructed crab cake, so then I can ask, hey, what is this? Well, it's a pile of crab. Okay, now I know. But don't tell me it's a crab cake and it comes out as a pile of crab. It was interesting.
Crab pile.
It was crab pile. That doesn't sound nearly as appetizing, but it was crab pile. And the steaks were good. Sheila liked hers more than I liked mine. We did agree that, big high-end steakhouse should have, a little bit of that crust, the bark that you get from the higher-end broilers, which ours did not. Just sharing the good and the bad. The wine that the young lady suggested to us, we had a glass each. We didn't do a bottle. Was wonderful, and I gotta say, and it was so impressive, and I was so happy with it that I thought about writing a completely separate blog about our server. Her name is Aiden, and Aiden was probably one of the top two. Now that I think about it, I spent a little bit of time thinking about it over the weekend. One of the top two servers I've ever had on that island. She
Wow.
was amazing. She was sharp. She was clever. She was helpful. She was not overly, are you good? Are you good?
Intrusive,
Are you good?
yeah.
Are you good? Are you good? Are you good? That gets old too. She was great. She just had the right amount of, making sure you're okay, quick. Can I taste this wine? Absolutely. And it came out in about 3 minutes, and the place was full. Bodie's was packed. It was just who she was really, really, really good. And so that made for obviously a better experience. I guess the bottom line with Bodie's is, would I recommend it to someone? Sure. Yeah, go try it. I mean, I will give it another shot. Especially when they come to Savannah. I did enjoy it, but again, going back to what I said a minute ago, when you've loved Hull's in Charleston as much as you and I have, Maggie, and I know you're a big fan as much as I am.
Yep,
And
sure am.
I've been to some of the greater ones in New York City. I mean, you name it, I don't need to go down the list. I've had the, some of the best steak experiences in America, frankly. And it's not fair to say Bodie's was not. Okay, well, I get it. Not everything is going to be top five in America. I get that completely, but yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that again and see really what Bodie's is all about. Have you heard anything about Bodie's?
Well, they've been around for what, a year? And
Yeah.
shockingly, I haven't been, as you indicated,
Yeah.
it's a higher price point, higher experience kind of thing. You're not just gonna go there, to grab something to eat. It's gonna be a special occasion place.
Right.
I haven't tried it yet. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
We're moving into holiday festive season, so hopefully I'll have the opportunity
Yeah,
to do
well.
that. But most of what's going around, we didn't have a lot of steakhouses for a long time.
Right.
The fact that Cranes, you and I have talked about Cranes. It's one
Yeah.
of those well-established restaurant that's been on the island for a long time.
Yeah.
But as far as Ruth's Chris or that level,
Yeah.
we just have had it until now, and so you have we have a few of those to choose from now, which
Yeah.
is nice.
Yeah.
Nice that our little island can hold all that.
Yeah, a lot of people like Wise Guys, which I do enjoy. But I don't think as a steakhouse, Wise Guys is in the neighborhood of all these others that I have mentioned. But anyway, so Bodie's.
It's not a true steakhouse.
Correct. Correct. So yeah, Bodie's, if you haven't tried it already, go give it a spin. Maybe sit at a high top of the bar and kick the tires a little bit before you dive in completely. I've been known to do that at some places. So Saturday, that was Friday night. Saturday morning, after dinner, we went and had a couple of beverages. Everybody was doing their Halloween costume things. We went and saw Matt over at Cool Cats. For a minute, I was there probably 15 minutes and maybe 20, and then we stopped at Brother Shucker's, which was not what I expected. I had gone to see a band, and when I get there, the band that I had gone to see was not there. I was like, okay. So, and the triangle is a triangle on late on a Friday night, so we kept it moving. We were there probably another 20 minutes. Saturday morning, you met me, and I have to off the top thank Leslie and everybody at Palmetto Bay Sunrise for their hospitality and allowing us to do a book signing there Saturday morning. you met me there and you dressed up my table beautifully. Thank you publicly so very much. And and we sat and drank coffee and met visitors from out of town. And you had brunch with my wife.
I did. Well, you know, it was nice to spend some time with the birthday girl.
Yeah.
I'll have to say, though, you know, for as long as Sunrise Cafe has been open, and as many, 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 many times as I've been there on a Saturday or Sunday, it wasn't their busiest day. I think that, you know, because of Halloween, Sunday they were doing a big Halloween costume thing. So I think that the regulars or the locals or the, you know, the folks that would normally come out either on Saturday or Sunday waited and went on Sunday instead. So, but what was great for us was that Sheila and I got a table real quick. Wasn't the usual hour wait, and had a great breakfast.
Very good.
As usual.
Very good. Well, the flip side of that was that you all sat and ate, and I was sitting there at the book table. And so by the time we left, just before noon, I hadn't eaten. So we
Poor
got
boy,
back.
He was working so hard.
Oh, yes. Drinking. I drank two large coffees. We got back to our hotel, and Sheila decided we were going to watch some football in the room there at the beach house where we stayed with a view of the ocean and football on. And she said, let's just hang out here for a little bit. And I said, okay, cool. I'm going to get something to eat. So I took a walk across Caligny Circle over there to the brand new Bad Biscuit, which I'm sure everybody knows about Bad Biscuit. But what you may not know is that Bad Biscuit has moved. Was it Dunnigan's Alley?
Yes, they were on Dunnigan's Alley originally.
Correct.
And they've just moved to the old Market Street.
Correct. Or more recently, it was Nude Good
Food.
It was
Nude more recently, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Market Street and then Nude, and now it's Bad Biscuit. And Dave Peck, the owner, has done a really nice job remodeling the space. So I took a walk over there to have a biscuit and say hello. He was not there, but I had their Hot Shot Chicken, which if you've not had it, it's this big old, bigger. The biscuits are huge, and they're made in-house every single day, first of all. And you can go to my Instagram, eat it at Eat It and Like It, if you want to see a picture of it. They're huge. The chicken breast was even bigger than the biscuit. They top it with a pimento cheese and spicy honey, and they give you a knife and fork. And it's like, it looks like the side of beef that flips Fred Flintstone's car. It's just it's just huge. And which was exactly what I needed because I hadn't eaten all morning. I'm like, you know what? This will be a nice little carb bomb here. And I ate the fool out of that thing with a Powerade.
I love Bad Biscuit.
It was good. It was good. The biscuits are good. It was funny because I ate that about a little before 1, and I was not at all hungry the rest of the day. It was a bomb.
You know, the thing about Bad Biscuit for me is that, you know, as I have frequented Bad Biscuit a ton, as is usual with me, I have like my one or two items, my go-to items on every restaurant that I frequent on the island. But Bad Biscuit, I get something different every time I go there, and it's always, always good. I haven't settled on like my go-to thing there. And I think that says a lot for the creativity of basically, it's a breakfast place. You know, he has lunch, but you know, the biscuit, the star of the show.
Yeah, it totally is, and they're good. And he, you know, they do bowls amazing there. They do a lot of different things there at Bad Biscuit. And I think this might be a good move for him. I had been to the other location once or twice, and he had a nice crowd in there whenever I went. But I think this move to Caligny might be good for him. He got a lot of walk by people while I was sitting there. A lot of people sticking their head and saying, "What's this?" and stopping. So.
He's going to kill it. Yeah. He's going to absolutely kill it in that location.
Yeah, I agree. For like the same reason that that I walked across the circle there and stopped in to have it, whereas if he had been at the other place, I would not have gone over there.
Right. Yeah, he's going to have a lot of foot traffic, plus, folks who, that's their destination.
Yeah. So sad. That was my lunch on Saturday. Like I said, I did not get hungry the rest of the day. We had a Halloween party to attend believe it or not, in Bluffton.
That's right.
Yeah, so we went to visit our friend Mindy, who has been in Bluffton now. We know her. She works at Visit Savannah, the tourism leg of Savannah's Chamber of Commerce. She works here, but she moved. She got married and moved over to Bluffton, so she's over there. So when we got the invite to her Halloween party, it's like, okay, well, we're going to be over there, so let's go and visit with Mindy and Ricky, and we did. And then on the way back to the island, Saturday night, I decided, you know what? I know where I'd like to stop and say hello and get a nosh to eat, because this is now 9 o'clock on Saturday night and I hadn't eaten all day since that biscuit. And I said, you know what? I know where I'm going to stop. And I know they have good music and they have good food and they have TV, so I can keep a mainline, you know, flowing, if you will, for my Saturday night football. And that was at Ruby Lee's.
Yes.
And, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad you went there.
And it blew my mind that of all the places on, we got, I don't know, I'd have to look. At last check, I think there were 110, 120 comments on my give me an off the under the radar place that we should go on the island, and nobody mentioned Ruby Lee's. And okay, cool, but it doesn't get much more under the radar than Ruby Lee's. I mean, if you don't know where you're going, you'll never find it, first of all. But the last time I was there was probably 6 months ago, 7 months ago. And I was in the kitchen with the guys and they said, hey, have you had our chicken wings? And I said, no, I haven't. So they made me some chicken wings and I stood in the corner of the kitchen eating them.
They're the bomb.
And so I said, you know what? Let's stop here, listen to some music. And the band was fabulous. I saw Tim as soon as I got there and sat us in the corner, and the band was going there. They were out of Augusta playing some killer R&B. I think we walked into Proud Mary. We walked into Proud Mary and then, you know, it was just, they're so talented. I ordered 10 wings, a couple of beers, and we just sat there in the corner listening to the music. We weren't there long, maybe an hour, but the wings were fabulous. Got lemon pepper and the spicy ruby sauce, which is a little barbecue-y. It's not barbecue, but it's got a kind of barbecue lean, if you will, but it was spicy. So, so good. That place, how often do you get over there?
Well, when Ruby Lee's was on the south end, yeah. I went at least once a week, if not more, because I'm a dancer. I like to get out there and dance. He's been up on the north end for, golly, at least I've lost more than a year now, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's you know, now that it's past Labor Day, I'll be heading up there.
Yeah.
More often. And, you know, I've said this before. It's not something that people would really go there for. You know, because you think of soul food or the chicken wings or, you know, things of that nature at his place. But he's got the best, what I think, the best cheeseburger on the island.
You mentioned that a few weeks ago on this podcast. And I thought,
it's just badass. It is so good.
I saw it and I was like, you know what? I don't want, it was like I said, it was 9:30 at night. I didn't want that much of a late night gut bomb. I tried not to do that to myself. But I thought about it. But I went with the wings because it was more of a nosh. And they were fabulous. Then the band, the singer, she was done for the night. The band played a few more songs and they dropped some Ohio players on me. And they dropped, I don't even remember, but I'm an old R&B guy, and you know, you get in the car with me, and I think I drive my wife crazy because I'm listening to, like, there's yacht rock in the summer, and then there's old school R&B in the winter, and I'm listening to, you know, all of that old school stuff all the time. So to hear it live was pretty cool, and I don't.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat it for live music. He's got live music every single night.
Yeah, he does. They do, and the band stopped playing at 10, and then the DJ, not the DJ, but the house music came on, and it was just a, you know, for my speed, what I like. It's a great vibe in there, and I cannot recommend it enough. I know they get busy early because, you know, people come out for their dinner and then they leave. But
yeah, you have to get a reservation anymore because you have to make sure you've got your seat.
Correct, because it's not big. I would say, what does he have? Maybe 40 seats in there.
Oh, yeah, I would say he does.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah,
he's got bought some bar seating.
Yeah,
not much.
No,
you know, you can't just roll in and expect that there will be a bar seat because correct. I mean he. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So I would highly recommend Ruby Lee's if you've never tried it. Great, great, great soul food. Sunday morning, I went and had a very simple breakfast burrito at Carolina Coffee there at Coligny, right there on the other side of the circle from the hotel. And it was good. I've had them a few times before. This was one of the better ones. They left it on and this is me being a little persnickety. You know, you get a burrito and they put it on the plancha, if you will, and it kind of toasts it up a little bit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But they're not all created equally. This one was super crispy, but still soft.
Uh-huh.
And I had that and a cup of coffee and that was our morning. After that, we went to watch the Miami Dolphins. That was
where'd
the plan.
You watch the game?
We went to Dry Dock. And, you know, Dry Dock Steaks and Seafood, right across the highway there from, I guess, the Lucky Rooster area, isn't it? Right over there?
Mm-hmm.
The original Lucky Rooster?
Yeah.
I discovered that a few years ago because a buddy of mine here in Savannah is a big Dolphins fan, and I told him I was going to watch the game on the island. This is years ago, pre-pandemic, and he said, oh, you got to go to Dry Dock. That's where all the Dolphins go. So I found it.
That's right. It's a Miami bar.
Yeah, and so we went, and that place, you know, and I'm going to say this affectionately, but that place, much like so many other things on your island, are just stuck in the 70s. They look it, they feel it, and that's part of the draw. I mean, you know, there's these old buildings, and this one you got to access it, I believe, through the atrium of this office building, and it's an office building that has two restaurants. One was being cleared out. It's this weird. It's a weird dynamic, made even more so that when you went into Dry Dock, there was no one sitting in the restaurant. It was packed. It was full of people, all watching football, but they were all sitting in the bar area. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
The restaurant was empty. The bar was full. That was just bizarre to me. But point being, we had had chicken wings there before. You know, it's football, beer, and chicken wings. And Sheila's a big fan of them. So, yeah, let's get some wings. They were fantastic. Got garlic parm and some hot buffalo, and they're some of the best wings I've had, you know, traditional wings, because Orchid does what she does with wings, but traditional wings, Orchid at One Hot Mama's, I should say, here acting like everybody's my bestie. The wings at Dry Dock were really, really good. They're really, really good. I would get them again in a heartbeat, and I'd recommend them to anybody. So good. You ever go in there?
Oh gosh! Since they moved to that location, I have not been. I will say, and it's been years, so I feel terrible.
No.
I probably should frequent them. I guess, you know, if I'm going to watch some football, you know, I'll go out on a Saturday for some SEC, and of course, I'm an Auburn fan, so I find myself going to Smokehouse for that reason because, you know, it's kind of an Auburn place,
right?
And you know, people have their place they like to go for that.
Yeah.
It's not a it's never really been a restaurant destination for me.
I get it. And the that's actually that response fits the theme, if you will, of this entire podcast, because the whole point was to go to places where you don't think anybody goes that often.
That's right, but the people they've got a hardcore fan base.
Yeah,
he's got tried. You know, he's got his following, so to speak.
Yeah, uh-huh. So if you want to get under the fingernails, if you will, of the vibe on the island, I mean, you'd be hard pressed to do better than that. I know there are places. I know about other places, but you can't go to them all. And certainly the list that was put on the Eat in Like a Facebook page, which if you're looking for, you know, taking notes, that was a tremendous resource for some out of the way dives that you may want to try. But it was really off the beaten path, you know. I dare say, you know, hidden gem, because I don't know that I'd go that far, but I would go back there in a second to watch football.
Yeah.
It was good. They had the audio up, the beer was good, the wings, like I said, were great. So I would highly recommend Dry Dock Steak and Seafood for an interesting island experience. And then on the way home, last stop for the weekend was one last beer. It was after 5. The evening was winding down, and I said, you know what? I'd like to go sit and stare at the water for a minute before we leave. So we went to Skull Creek Dockside and grabbed a beer. Nice. And sat in the chairs. Yeah. There and just talked about, you know, stuff that we have going on. This is Sheila and I, stuff that we have going on the next few weeks, the holidays and all of that stuff. And we came home and watched Reservoir Dogs, the movie.
Man, what a weekend. You just, I mean, wow.
Yep. And here we are, you know, back at it on Monday, preparing for the New York Marathon. I have a book signing in Atlanta on Wednesday, back from Atlanta on Thursday, and then Friday morning I leave for New York City. So it's going to be a bang, bang, bang week for me.
Man, oh man.
So next week you and I are going to talk about... quick preview to next week. You and I are going to talk about the dynamic of media and promotion on the island. And that may sound boring, yes, but we're going to get after it. I was asked a couple of questions at some of my book signings, which a huge thank you to everybody who came out. I know I heard from a lot of people at Burnt Church Distillery. They say they're loyal listeners of this podcast, so thank you all. But I had a few interesting conversations with people last week that... That I thought would make for an interesting podcast. So you could listen for that next week. Yeah, sound good to you?
Sounds great.
You got plans this week?
I have clients coming in. I'm showing property. As you know, I have switched brokerages. I'm over now at Coast at EXP Realty. And so... yeah, got clients coming in. It's kind of that time of year, showing less property.
Yep. Well, where can we find you? MargaretCrenshaw.com?
MargaretCrenshaw.com will take you directly to my website and to look at property, to ask any questions that anybody might have about the island
Very
and its
good.
Real estate.
Very good. Very good. Well, I knew this one would go over time. This was a big one, but I hit a lot of places. There's a lot of good information here.
lots of good. Yeah, wow. You made the rounds. And I know you went places that you didn't mention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I stopped in for a couple of scoops of Cookie Monster at Hilton Head Ice Cream. But
there
you
go.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Forgot to mention that. But yeah, I did that too. I'd rather have Leopold's, frankly. It was good. It was a great weekend. Thanks to everybody who said hello, walking, you know, down the street. Hey, watch the show, love the show, all that stuff. You know, I appreciate everybody who took a minute to say hello. And I will obviously be seeing you guys again soon, probably next week. In fact, you and I have dinner over there next week, right?
Well, yeah? I cannot wait for that. Yes. Hopefully the marathon doesn't...
No.
Bring you to your knees and warrant you not able to come, because that's going to be like the event of the fall for me.
Nice. Very good. Well, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Thanks so much. My name is Jesse Blanco. Her name is Maggie Crenshaw. And this has been Mondays with Maggie. Every Monday here at EatInLegged.com, Apple Pods, or Spotify, wherever you get your pods. And thanks for hanging out. Hope you... are going to enjoy some of the places we talked about. Happy eating, everybody. See ya.
See you soon.
Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Florist to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Florist to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floors2go.com.